Study, 41% of black businesses victim of coronavirus lockdown, Hispanic, Asian owners also suffer. By Penny Star on June 15, 2020. The United States is finally reopening in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, and some states are experiencing an uptick in cases. But according to the National Bureau of Economic Research, the lockdown has already devastated minority-owned businesses, and further restrictions would increase the damage. This study provides the first estimates of the early stage effects of COVID-19 on small business owners. Robert Fairley, an economist at the University of California, Santa Cruz, wrote about his work, adding that the number of working business owners plummeted from 15.0 million in February 2020 to 11.7 million in April 2020. That's a drop of 3.3 million, or 22%. No other 1, 2, or even 12-month window of time has ever shown such a large change in business activity, Fairley wrote. For comparison, from the start to end of the Great Recession, the number of business owners decreased by 730,000, representing only a 5% reduction. Judging by the number of active small businesses, the COVID lockdown was the equivalent, in only weeks, of 4 Great Recessions, the Wall Street Journal wrote in a commentary about the study. Fairley wrote, "The drop in business owners was the largest on record, and losses were felt across nearly all industries and even for incorporated businesses. African American businesses were hit especially hard, experiencing a 41% drop. Latinx business owners fell by 32%, and Asian business owners dropped by 26%. Across the board, most industries were hurt, with the exception of agriculture, according to the study," the journal wrote. "The category of arts, leisure and hotels was down 35%, construction 27%, repair and maintenance 25%, transportation 22%, and restaurants 22%. Mr. Fairley says women and minorities appear to disproportionately own businesses in the worst affected industries, which contributed to why losses were higher for these groups. The journal wrote about how these developments could add to racial inequalities. The economic damage, if prolonged, may be problematic for broader racial inequality because of the importance of minority businesses for local job creation," Mr. Fairley concludes. "The next important question is whether the shutdowns of small businesses are temporary or longer term. Since bills keep piling up even when revenue isn't coming in, many of these small businesses face an uphill climb as it is. If they're now getting back to work, and if they think they've taken the necessary precautions to do so safely, then the last thing they need is a politician ordering them to close shop for another month or two." Fairley used data from Current Population Survey, conducted by the Census Bureau and the Bureau of Labor Statistics for the study. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.